Months of working or attending classes from home during the pandemic has brought the nation's rural broadband divide into sharp focus.
Larger cities that are very well connected, we have several different options, Comcast, i3, but then just 2 miles outside of town, you have nothing.
That's Tazewell County Board Chairman David Zimmerman. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Monday, March 29th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Peoria City-County Health Department is receiving its first batch of Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine doses this week. Tim Shelley tells us how they'll be deployed.
The single-dose J&J vaccines are here, but Peoria City County Health Department Administrator Monica Hendrickson says not to expect wide-scale accessibility just yet.
The allocation is not large enough for us to do necessarily like a mass clinic or maybe set it up at our Headington Oaks location.
Instead, she says the allocation will be distributed via a strike team approach targeting specific vulnerable populations.
One of the key populations that we're looking to get this Johnson & Johnson is going to be our transient populations because, again, when we are able to interact with them, we want to be able to provide them immediate protection with that vaccine and not necessarily have to find a way to find them after 21 or 28 days later.
Hendrickson says the health department is working with AMT and the Home for All Continuum of Care in vaccinating shelter populations. Hendrickson recommends those eligible take whichever vaccine is available. The Tri-County expected a dip in first doses of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines this week due to the need to administer more second doses. But the health department's recently received a pleasant surprise.
We actually saw an additional 2,000 doses. So right now, for even with that dip, we're sitting about between 6,000 and 7,000 doses.
Restaurant staff, construction workers, and religious leaders become eligible for vaccinations starting today. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Tri-County will expand vaccine eligibility to all people ages 16 and older on April 5th, a week earlier than anticipated. There are troubling signs as Illinois continues vaccinating the 65 and older population in preparation from the bridge phase to a full reopening, and expect delays on either side of Peoria on Interstate 74. Two separate projects begin today between Morton and Goodfield and from Kickapoo to the 474 interchange. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. As a member of the National Association of Counties Broadband Task Force, Tazewell County Board Chairman David Zimmerman is in a position to know about the so-called digital divide, the term used to describe the lack of high-speed internet in rural America. He talks to WCBU's Steve Tarter.
I think it's actually a microcosm because you have the larger cities that are very well connected. We have several different options, Comcast, i3, but then just 2 miles outside of town, you have nothing. And it's frustrating, I know, for the people that live out there, and it's going to harm their home values down the road.
Can we see that big changing, or what's going to have to happen for that to evolve?
Let me give you an example first. Just 2 miles east of Morton on 150, there's a subdivision called Mayfair. We were on a call with i3, and one of their representatives was on there. He talked about it would cost $175,000 to run fiber out to this particular subdivision that has around 30 homes. And assuming half to three quarters of those homes would subscribe and get access to high-speed internet, it would take them 18 to 20 years just to recoup the cost of running the fiber out there. So it doesn't make business sense.
David, what do you see happening here with your committee? This is a national committee looking at broadly broadband solutions. Is that right?
That's exactly right. It was a national task force that just formed in the last year. The pandemic is what really drove it home. And so they're working with Congress. They have four subcommittees underneath there that are looking at different issues. One is preparing for broadband. One is looking at barriers to build out, which is the price, the cost. And by the way, it took over 50 years to bring telephone service to every home in America and over 60 for electrification. So we can't wait that long. The other two subcommittees are digital divides. And then the last one is future-proofing the global economy. And I'm actually part of that subcommittee.
What are you talking about when you say future-proofing?
So underneath that category, we look at a couple of things. One of them is you dig once, or the long-term infrastructure. So again, we have all these wires in our easements and right-of-ways. Why don't we require, and again, as a conservative Republican, I hate to mandate things on businesses, so maybe government could participate, but they put all this stuff in conduit. So when another company comes along and they want to install fiber, they don't have to go through the whole process of digging, finding right away. I mean, the conduit's already in the ground. So we look at stuff like that. We look at, try to look at the future, kind of the basic services of 5G and even a 10G future. Just talking about the remote learning and training and how we make that a part of our global economy too.
Where do you see broadband fitting in as a priority to get rural America, rural Illinois moving? What do you see it down the road?
So I think it's critical because so many of our even smaller communities continue to lose population. And maybe one of the upsides of the pandemic is that people are starting to realize they don't need to live in downtown Chicago. They don't have to live or work in Peoria. They can work remotely and they can have a place in the country. They can live wherever they want in the United States if that's an option. And so I think this is an opportunity for some of these more rural counties where maybe somebody wants to have a piece of land. They want the tranquility of that you get, but in order for them to work remotely, they need to have that access. So I think this is an opportunity in the midst of a crisis for some of these smaller counties, smaller towns to revive themselves, because they do offer a lot, but they don't offer the high-speed internet that's so crucial moving into the future.
That was Steve Tarter talking with Tazewell County Board Chairman David Zimmerman about rural broadband access. Now, before we let you go, the Peoria Chiefs will be holding a job fair at Dozer Park today from 5 to 7. The Chiefs are looking to fill a number of different game day positions for the upcoming season. And that's it for On Deck today. Thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm Agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.